What's going on, wrestling fans? Welcome into another edition of Near Falls with D-Hall, a wrestling podcast. Today, it is my favorite episode of the year. My favorite project, the Whipio preseason preview. So pumped up to release this to you guys. Just right off the bat, we're doing it a little bit different than we did last year. Last year, I had them all together on one. It was like 3 hours long. It was a lot. This year, I'm changing it up. Each single team is going to have their own little video, their own little episode of the pod. So you won't have to sift through all the other stuff. Super excited for that. We talked to all these different coaches, man. I had 30 guys come on from across AA and AAA, which shattered my goals for this year, which is awesome. So yeah, man, just super excited to release this to you guys. It was a lot of fun. These coaches were open and honest. They had great insight, and for me, man, just to sit down and listen to these guys talk about what they're wrestling, there's not much better in my world. So without further ado, here is the Whipio preseason preview. Thank you guys, love Jens, as always, brought to you by Switch Custom Apparel.
Welcome to the Near Falls Whipio Show, where D-Hall and Kaz are gonna tell you all the things you wanna know. Whether it's Trinity or Spencer Lee or Mr. Kurt Angle, just ask Vinny D, Whipio, Ken and Mac for sure. They got the interviews to serve your soul.
Okay, joining me now on the call, we have head coach of Waynesburg Central High School, Mr. Kyle Sheptik. How are you, sir?
Fine. How are you?
Doing really good. Really good indeed. Super pumped up to have you on, my friend. Thank you so much for taking some time out and talking to me about the Raiders.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, man, first things first, let's talk about it. And you know what? Let's make sure we get everyone here because we got a lot of guys and it's a good problem to have, man. I'm so happy to hear about guys doing things in college, wrestling in college. How many you have, and can you name them all?
I can name them all. It's NAIA level. It's Cole and Kyle Hommett at Life University. It's in Marietta, Georgia. So we just watched them wrestle at the Southern Open a couple weeks ago. A lot of Division I competition they were wrestling against. And Kyle took the 17th rank at the time, wrestler in overtime, Fisher from Virginia Tech.
Nice.
I wound up losing that match, but it looked really good. Cole went 3-2. So competing against the the Division I, Division II guys for sure, led at NAI, which is good to see. And Cole looking good as far as his hand, all things considered.
Yeah, man. How's that going? He's moving around pretty good?
Yeah, it's every, every 2-3 months it gets just slightly better. Like, where's the new 100%? You'd have to talk to him. I'm sure, as you know, that's severe. The old 100% might not be the new 100%. So, I'm not sure as far as like how – what the new ceiling is percent wise, but it's coming along. He looked good. So, I'm just glad that he's still competing at the next level.
No doubt.
Division III level is Colby Morris at Waynesburg University. Looking good. I know he's ranked top 10, which is great to see. Colton Stone King at Fairmont State, Division II level. So he's looking good. He's home quite frequently over the summer. So it's good to see him back in the room as much as he can get back in. So, and then Division I level, it's Xander Fertoros at Campbell, Mac Church at Virginia Tech, Rocco Welsh at Ohio State, who was Big Ten wrestler of the week 2 weeks ago, which is great. But after he won the Clarion Open.
Yeah, man, he had a nice start, no doubt.
Rocco looked really good. Definitely ready to roll. Luke Augustine at Pitt, he's undefeated right now. It's a big match Sunday against Edmund Ruth from Illinois. Mm. And that he'll probably wrestle Ohio State. They're at Ohio State in about 10 days. So interesting who they're going to roll out there. So hopefully it's not Rocco. I've seen that enough in the room. I don't need to see it live in a match, because I know it's a war for sure.
Absolutely.
I just don't want to ever, would never root one against the other. So they're both my guys. So
no doubt. No doubt.
Lucas sees Karchula for sure. So, and then, Brody Evans and Eli Makel both at Edinburgh, wrestling well, competing at the next level. And last but not least, Wyatt Henson, Dash, if you will, at Lock Haven. So, yeah, he was the MAC wrestler of the week 3 weeks ago. So, he's competing, wrestling hard. So,
stacking them up and packing them up, all those awards, man, that's good stuff. It's, you know, really cool things to see what, you know, you guys called the dream team of Waynesburg last year. So, man, that's cool stuff to see and hear that all those guys are doing really well.
Yes, yes, definitely exciting to see them compete at the next level. So it's, you know, hopefully they continue their success.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, next thing, off-season program. How have you guys kind of turned the page post, you know, Rocco, Mac? I mean, those guys have been in your program forever and ever and ever. How do you turn the page and begin to build for this year?
It's tough. You know, you can't replace guys like that, obviously, at a small school, but or just a public school in general. So, you know, leaders on and off the mat. But, yeah, you got to move on and, you know, the next, you know, person step up mentality. So hopefully, you know, we have some guys that are backups like Brock Evans, Brody's younger brother, is a junior now. He's definitely chomping at the bit to finally get his shots, just like his brother was entering his junior year. The same scenario, Rowan Tustin as well, having, you know, been the swing guy last year at 72, we could flex Rocco around. So now Rowan will be a full-time starter, getting Simone back from injury last year. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, he had a season ending, basically knee injury. So he had surgery last spring. So he's just starting to hit, you know, get back into, you know, the Joe Simone that we know. So, you know, those three guys that were basically not in the lineup last year, Tustin more than any, but yeah, they're full-time starters now, so gonna be exciting.
Okay, so you mentioned a couple names there. Who are some of the guys that you have identified as captains or leaders in your program, you know, in this new era, we'll call it?
Well, I think the two that stand out right now, maybe three, is my son Kai and Joe Simone. You know, they were talking about it. They were working out the other day, and it was just kind of like during a water break. It was a good, you know, good workout right before the break. And they just said, you know, it kind of hit home that they're the last two members of, as they refer to around here, as the Waynesburg Dream Team. So the last two starters on that team that are left. So they've definitely stepped up and you know, in practice early, their leaders are encouraging the younger guys to, you know, what to do and how to do it. Type mentality. And you know, Jacob Stevenson as well, he's definitely stepped up, matured a lot mentally and physically in the offseason. So, you know, Jake's definitely stepping into that role as well. So it's we definitely have some leaders on the team.
Good stuff. Okay, other side of the coin, how about newcomers, freshmen? Who are some of the guys that you have coming in, or none at all?
A couple guys that we're gonna, you know, not really. So yeah, that's definitely hurt. We the graduation and you know, sometimes, you know how it is with public schools, you know, you have like a great group of kids and parents and they're gung-ho, and then sometimes there's that lull, you know, like where you just had dads weren't wrestlers, moms weren't supportive of it young, they wound up bowing out and quitting in third, fourth grade because it was just too much, just where the heck were they going to play indoor soccer, and so that's unfortunate. We just had, you know, a lot of like a four-year stretch, which we're seeing it now, you know, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th grade, that just, we had a large group of people just basically take the easy route and not do the sport anymore. Started young, you know, kindergarten, first, second, but once again, you hit those years where you're just not winning, you know, the way you want, and understanding what it takes to be elite in the sport. So they found other avenues and other things to do. So.
Gotcha. Okay. Coaching staff, who's helping you out this year, with this squad?
Yep, Scott Rhodes, my head assistant, is back again. The veteran Scott, so he's wonderful, inside and out. Like his leadership is wonderful. The kids all like him, so it's, you know, he gets along with the other staff as well. But then the younger is Sean Wilson, volunteer assistant, great guy coming in the room. Obviously, he's just, you know, he's unbelievable. And then Nate Stevenson too, left Davidson. Things weren't working out for him down there 2 years at Davidson. So he's, you know, he's living at home right now. I'm not exactly sure what is the next phase of his life is, back to school, still has eligibility left. I'm not exactly sure. I don't want to speak for him, but I don't know. I think it's kind of like in the wings, kind of waiting what to do for him. But anyway, he's on staff as well as another volunteer assistant. Definitely adding some youth helps.
No doubt. It's always good to get a couple guys, you know, come back home and be willing to give back to the program. That's always good to see.
Yes.
Okay. Next thing I got, room games. What do you guys get into? Kickball, dodgeball, handball? You guys get into any games?
No, we don't really. I learned, you know, years ago, we had more problems, and this was like running the youth practice as well. So youth and even high school, we have had more problems with games than just going live or for some reason, like you go live, you get a group of four, and I don't care like what groups are in it. Like, it is what it is, but there's that mutual respect. You play dodgeball in our room for 5 minutes and it's spilling out in the hallway. So in locker room. So we stopped all the games. We don't do that. It's not, I'm not against it. I'm not, you know, well, we're Waynesburg, we don't do those things. No, it's not that. It's just the added extra, extracurricular stuff that kind of, you hit me. No, it didn't. As far as the ball didn't hit me. You're out. No, I'm not. Like, so whatever game we play, there's always, it's so competitive.
So much argument and intensity everywhere.
I'd rather just go live and be done with it and have an established winner than a technicality of a ball bouncing off a wall and it was caught and hit the ground. No, it didn't. So yeah, I nipped that in the bud probably about 7-8 years ago.
I guess that's what I guess that's what's great about our sport, right? You get your hand raised at the end of the day.
Yeah.
No doubt. Okay. Next thing I got on the list, schedule. How, obviously we talked about it a few times. Traditionally you guys, pack up your December with some hammer, tournaments and meets. Is it more the same this year or are you pulling it back a little bit with the squad being a little bit different?
Well, we talked about it last year was the first year, this year being the second year, we PA teams can actually compete the first week of December. And I still think that's too early. It's a week, basically weigh-ins a week after Thanksgiving. So descent plans are a problem. Weight gets really high. So we didn't do that last year. We're not doing it this year. And we'd like to have gone back to the Beast of the East, but with the changing of the rule with the Whitfield, where you have to have so many dual meets to be eligible for postseason. So if we would not do the Kiski duels, but go to Beast of the East, we would be ineligible for even the postseason run. So that kind of limits what we can do. So we're starting at December 9th. It's a tournament in Ohio, it's right off 70. So maybe like 40 miles west of Wheeling. And local. So I think it's like an individual pool tournament, I believe. So we get 5 or 6 matches. And then right after that is Cannon Mac. We have Cannon Mac at home on Wednesday. And then Kiski Duels is tough this year. Kiski Duels is really tough. Penridge is there and loaded. So we saw them at the Surge. I saw them at the Surge probably about 2-3 weeks ago. They had, you know, not their whole starting lineup, but they had a lot of guys and they're, you know, they're going to be a handful, no doubt, top 10 in Whitfield AAA, top 10, if not top 5. Balance, stud. So Penridge is there, North Allegheny. So then right after that is, you know, 5 tough dual meets at Kiski Duels and then West Allegheny at home. And then we travel the very next day to Connellsville. So December's still tough. So
no doubt. Yeah, I mean, I was interested to hear that question, you know, as I was looking at your squad before we sat down here just to see, you know, what you guys have been doing there. But, you know, traditionally you guys always still wrestle a very tough schedule and it's still one of the toughest in the Whitfield. Okay. Next thing I have on the docket, social media is how can we follow your squad this year?
I'm not a big social media guy. I'm not against it. It's just, I'm not really good at,
I get it.
I'm posting pictures, and the way I look at it, you know, some of my guys over the years, and I still say it to my son. He's like, "Oh, you know, I wasn't interviewed, or you know, my match wasn't on flow or something." I was like, you know, and I look at him and I'm like, listen, if you're in the final, I guarantee you, you get an interview, and you guarantee your match is on flow.
Oh, go ahead, coach, preach.
The more people know your schedule, the better you do. The more people know your social media and your numbers and your handles and all those other things. So, yeah, just that's kind of like the mentality. If you're always in the winner's bracket late in the tournament, you're going to be known. So that's the way I look at it.
Great, great, great answer, my friend. I love that. Okay. Anything or anyone you want to shout out before I leave you go?
Yeah, I'd say to all the Whitfield coaches I've coached against the last 20 years, looking forward for another great year, and I'll be seeing you soon.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. All right, coach. Thank you so much for coming on and hanging out with me. And, you know, good luck to the Raiders out there. And I'm sure I'll see you at a tournament or a match real soon.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me.
Appreciate it, coach.
All right, take care.